Well, my name's Alex. I'm originally from a lot of places, now living in D.C. I'm a supporting member of NEFAC at the moment.
Okay, so, I mean, D.C.'s quite an interesting city to be trying to organize stuff in because it's the capital of the U.S., and one of the things we've been talking about as we've been going around is the, you know, the fact that you've constant demonstrations there. Do you think that affects the shape of the local anarchist movement?
I think it affects it far more than it really should, because you get the situation where, you know, everybody's always involved in the next demonstration, and there's really next to nothing in terms of local organizing going on. And so many people get the impression that because they're active at a demonstration, that that substitutes for, you know, real revolutionary organizing, when that's really not the case. And there's so many local problems in D.C. essentially going completely unresolved and unaddressed because everybody's involved in the more national issues with really no local effect at all.
In terms of what exists in terms of anarchism in D.C., what is there there?
A lot of loose networks. I believe there's a Food Not Bombs, there's an Info Shop Collective, and a couple of other small groups that, you know, along the lines of SDS, that do the occasional demonstration, but very little in the way of actual community organizing. Most of the organizing projects are either gone or limited to things like Iraq Vets Against the War.
When we were there, one of the things we did was we went to ENCOR, which I think is the National Conference of Organized Resistance, is that what it stands for? A sort of annual event. That was kind of interesting because there were a lot of people there, although I understand it was smaller than previous years, but also very, very countercultural.
Right. Which I think demonstrates a lot of what I was talking about, is that people are, you know, putting like an identity politics and the idea of demonstrating, black blocking, and, you know, just showing up for things in a sort of, you know, fashionable lifestyle sense of, you know, I'm a radical, I'm going to show up in a black block, and that's what makes me a radical. And that seems to be a lot of what's dominating the radical movement, at least in D.C., and from what I see, the larger movement in the U.S. as a whole. I think ENCOR really shows a cross-section of a lot of that.
And the other interesting thing was, I mean, we were also doing stuff in Baltimore, which is maybe an hour's drive away, but actually seems to be quite a different sort of city in terms of the anarchist movement in Baltimore. I mean, you've got kind of quite an organized, well, not organized, but you kind of focus around Red Emma's there, and, mm-hmm. you know, quite a lot of people who seem to be fairly sensible.
Well, I haven't really ever lived in Baltimore. I'm not too familiar with what's going on there, but I know there's been a long history of radicals from other areas going to Baltimore, people from Baltimore going elsewhere, and there's always been a core of, you know, decent, solid folks that everybody has known for a long time that are in the area with something to build upon, as opposed to D.C., where, you know, people are there for a few years at most.
Political issues outside of demonstrating on the Mall in D.C., I mean, what are the sort of major issues you think that are affecting the city or parts of the city? You know, what sort of things could people be doing?
I think that people need to take a little bit more of a class focus and look at things like the immigration problems in and around D.C. and a lot of the homeless problems in D.C., the fact that housing is absolutely skyrocketing. And there's hasn't been organizing around that in quite some time, and instead it's, you know, marching in front of embassies in solidarity with OHACA, which has its place, but it's not enough to really build something in D.C., like an actual D.C. movement. You can do that, you know, virtually anywhere.
One of the things I've been hitting as I travel through the cities is people organizing around the foreclosures issues. You know, that mean a lot of people are in danger of losing their housing, either if they own it or if they're renting because the landlord's losing it. Are you aware of that being an issue in D.C. at all? Or?
Oh, like I said, the prices in D.C. are skyrocketing at an astronomical rate. And there's a lot of gentrification in a lot of areas, and a lot of poor people have been being pushed out. Homeless rates are rising dramatically. And that's a movement that we've been trying to get involved in, but since May Day D.C. ended, there really hasn't been much of an anti-authoritarian movement in that, you know, regard. And we're trying to rebuild it, but it's taking a lot of time.
So, yeah, what was May Day D.C.?
May Day D.C., I'm not too familiar with the history, just, I mean, I haven't lived in D.C. for that long, so I'm basing it off of people I've known that have been in the area and have worked with it in the past. But I know they did a lot of the things along the lines of, you know, blockading evictions and occupying places to call attention to the fact that buildings are being abandoned and being slated for demolition, being sold off while there's a rising homeless population, that there's the ability to house these people, but it's not being utilized.
One thing you are doing is producing a local newspaper. You've got one issue of it out. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Well, what we're trying to do is, you know, produce a paper that's a little more suitable to people on the street, try to cut down the jargon, and introduce people to libertarian ideas and struggles they may actually be familiar with. Like, we had an article regarding a group of people that work underneath D.C. in tunnels that a lot of people aren't aware of, and the absolute safety hazards that are going on in D.C., much like other areas of the country, that are being completely unaddressed, and that workers are being completely exploited and essentially killed right in D.C., doing work for, you know, one of the core elements of the nation. We also had, you know, an article describing some of the union struggles. The article was written around one in Baltimore, but we're currently engaged in a very similar struggle with actually the exact same company in Crystal City, and trying to draw the connections between worker struggles in Baltimore and worker struggles in D.C. I wrote an article regarding immigration where I tried to present to people the criticisms against illegal immigration and all the stigma that's gone against it, and critique those arguments, and show that most of them are essentially boiled down to lies to cover up racist propaganda. And with that, you know, a basic little piece on anti-electoral politics. But all of this with the standpoint of trying to give the ordinary people on the street an idea of anarchist politics without, you know, saying you have to be an anarchist. This is where we're coming from. These are the reasons why we see that. And to hopefully give them a little more understanding of where we're coming from.
Yeah, and that's the paper's called The Insubordinate. Is it on the web?
It is on the web. We have a link to it on our webpage. It's the PDF newsletter. I don't believe that our full newsprint version is available online yet.
Okay.
The only difference is that the full print has one additional article on the housing situations between Baltimore and D.C.
Yeah, so that'll be on NEFAC.net, basically, linked from that.
I believe you can get to it from NEFAC.net.
Okay.
If you can't, I can make sure it gets on there.
So you've been driving me around for some of the meetings down around here. We're actually in Virginia, in Richmond at the moment. How do you think that's been going?
There's been a lot of confusion, and apparently not just in the Virginia places, with getting dates in a timely manner. And I know we've had a few problems with turnout where things were organized at the last minute. But on the whole, I think people outside of our normal circle have been incredibly useful in helping us organize this. Last night at the event in Richmond, I thought we had a very good turnout, and it seems people are really receptive to what's going on in Ireland and asking some pretty good, for the most part, relevant questions.
One of the other standard questions I'm telling you people is, in the middle of election season, the primaries are on at the moment, and it's all the Obama versus Clinton stuff, and that's kind of dominating the media back in Ireland. What's your take on that whole process?
Being an anarchist, I've generally had the view that no politician is ever going to solve our problems. And I'm not sure where I fall on that. Mostly my cynical view that hopefully the Democrats will win, so we'll have either a woman or a black Muslim in presidency, neither of which has happened before, to hopefully piss off the old white male far right.